Hearts in Atlantis, Disc 14.
I've read that some criminals, perhaps a great many criminals, actually want to be caught. I think that was the case with Stoke Jones. Whatever he had come to the University of Maine looking for, he wasn't finding it. I believe he decided it was time to leave, and if he was going, he would make the grandest gesture a guy on crutches could manage before he did. Tom Huckabee told dozens of kids about what was spray-painted on our dorm. So did Becca O'Bear. One of the people she told was Franklin's second-floor proctor, a skinny, self-righteous girl named Marjorie Stuttenheimer. Marjorie became quite a figure on campus by 1969 as founder and president of Christians for College America. The CCA supported the war in Vietnam, and at their booth in the Memorial Union sold the little lapel flag pins which Richard Nixon made so popular. I was scheduled to work Thursday lunch at the Palace on the Plains, and while I might cut classes, it never crossed my mind to cut my job. I wasn't made that way. I gave my seat in the lounge to Tony DeLuca and started over to Holyoke at about 11 o'clock to do my dishly duty. I saw a fairly large group of students gathered in the snow, looking at something on the north side of my dorm. I walked over, read the message, and knew at once who'd put it there. On Bennett Road, a blue University of Maine sedan and one of the university's two police cars were drawn up by the path leading to Chamberlain's side door. Margie Stuttenheimer was there, part of a little group that consisted of four campus cops, the dean of men, and Charles Ebersole, the university's disciplinary officer. There were perhaps 50 people in the crowd when I joined it at the rear. In the 5 minutes I stood there rubbernecking, it swelled to 75. By the time I finished wipe-down shutdown at 1:15 and headed back to Chamberlain, there were probably 200 people gawping in little clusters. I suppose it's hard to believe now that any graffiti could have such a draw, especially on a shitty day like that one, but we are talking about a far different world, one where no magazine in America, except very occasionally Popular Photography, would show a nude so nude that the subject's pubic hair was on view, where no newspaper would dare so much as a whisper about any political figure's sex life. This was before Atlantis sank. This was long ago and far away, in a world where at least one comedian was jailed for uttering fuck in public, and another observed that on the Ed Sullivan Show you could prick your finger but not finger your prick. It was a world where some words were still shocking. Yes, we knew fuck. Of course we did. We said fuck all the time. Fuck you. Fuck your dog. Go take a flying fuck at a rolling donut. Fuck a duck. Hey, go fuck your sister. The rest of us did. But there, written in black letters 5 feet high, were the words, "Fuck Johnson. Fuck the President of the United States." And "Killer President." Someone had called the President of the United States of America a murderer. We couldn't believe it.